Coming up on 719, and we have triple team traffic. And I know it's a Friday before a holiday weekend, Andy, and we expect problems probably later on in the day. Anything early that's causing trouble?
Yeah, that's typically the pattern, it seems like, on Fridays before holidays. Very light traffic. In fact, even it feels a little lighter than usual for a morning drive right now, especially in the drive between Point of the Mountain and the South Interchange. This entire week, we've had delays on I-15 already before this time, but today it's still looking good. So if you're a little late getting out the door, you can make up a little bit of that time on the freeway this morning as you head towards Salt Lake City. Eric Butler.
Not seeing any accidents down Utah County. You've got a northbound drive from Springville to Point of the Mountain, 22 minutes. That's normal. Out through the mountains, I-80's looking good. No accidents there. And US 40 from I-80 down to Heber City is also in good shape. Len Thomas.
We're driving along in Davis County with pretty nice speeds, if not a few more cars. No delays between Layton and Woods Cross and then on into the downtown Salt Lake City area. Legacy Parkway is wide open. In Layton off the freeways, though, Antelope Drive westbound to Hillfield Road is tight, and Hillfield Road slowing towards Highway 193. Your car takes care of you. Take care of it always, Philip, with unbeatable cleaning your car will get with Chevron Techron. Care for your car. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.